J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Nebraska Freeman High School. We're on the air once again tonight with high school basketball for you. Tonight it's a doubleheader. The Auburn Bulldogs on the road to take on the Freeman Falcons. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Very pleased to have seated alongside me once again as our statistician on the color. We have next to me here, Dalton Knippelmeyer. Dalton, good evening.
Good evening, Randy.
Great to have you along. Looking forward to what could be a couple of pretty decent basketball games. We're looking at a couple of teams here that have had, well, a little bit of limited success, but let's talk about them.
The Auburn girls, they're 2-3 on the season. They defeated Ralston last night with a score of 65-29. They also have a win over Weeping Water. Freeman girls are 4-1. They defeated HRS this past Tuesday with a score of 71-32. They also have wins over Palmyra, Fillmore Central, and Falls City. Their only loss has been to Sutton.
And on the boys' side, a similar situation. The boys are 3-0 for Auburn, 4-1, identical record for the Freeman Falcon boys. So that second half of our nightcap should be a great matchup also. As you can hear, we're competing with the high school band just off to our right here. So we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups here. First of all, for the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, they'll go with Sydney Binder. She's a senior. McKenna Turner, also a senior. Addie Darnell is a sophomore. Addie Maddox back in the starting lineup after being out with an injury. She's a senior. And Joy Baltonsberger, also a senior. Those are the five starters for Coach Grant Cole. As we said, the Lady Bulldogs are 2-3 on the season. Dalton, let's take a look at the Freeman starters.
Yeah, the Freeman girls are starting for them as Brooklyn Verhuizen, she is a sophomore. Alicia Johansson, she is also a sophomore. Ruby Hendera, she is a senior. Dakota Hainer is a senior. And Faith Holland, she is also a senior.
And as we said, the Lady Falcons here 4-1 on the season. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs at 2-3. So on paper, it would look like maybe the Falcons would have a better advantage. But keep in mind, Auburn's been playing without the services of Addie Maddox. She's back on the floor tonight, coming back off of injury. I'm looking forward to the boys' game later tonight also, though.
Yeah,
the second half of our doubleheader. Jim Weeks has got his Bulldogs at 3-0. Yep. What else is new on the season?
Yeah.
The Freeman Falcons are 4-1. Talked to some of the folks from Freeman, the coaches. They said, well, we'll know a lot more about our basketball team after we play Auburn tonight. They sure, they're 4-1, but they don't really feel like they've been challenged other than the one game that they lost at Biltmore Central. So that should shape up to be a pretty good matchup in the second half of our doubleheader. I want to remind all of our listeners also, we'll have high school basketball coming up again for you. Here we've got several games yet before Christmas. We've got the Sacred Heart Irish going to be playing Tuesday at Tri-County. We'll be covering that one. Then on the 21st, on Thursday, Johnson County Central will be right back here at Freeman. So our Freeman listeners will be back here with Johnson County Central next Thursday night. That would be December 21st. We'll step aside for another two-minute timeout here, and then we'll come back and get the opening tip-off and get things underway. High school basketball coming your way tonight from Adams, Nebraska on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Tis the season to be jolly and safe. With safety in mind, Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to cherish the moments of the holidays responsibly. Please avoid drinking and driving for your safety and for those around you. Plan ahead and designate a sober driver for holiday gatherings to ensure everyone gets home safely. Let's make memories that last, not regret. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a safe and happy holiday season.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And you joined us for the final few bars of our national anthem. Again, we are in Adams, Nebraska tonight at Freeman High School. Randy Gatula, Dalton Kniffelmeyer with you. Ray Penning is our producer engineer tonight back at the sunny 101.3 studios. Do want to remind you also tonight we have basketball going over on KTNC tonight. The Sacred Heart Irish are at Humboldt taking on HTRS. John Nixon has the call for you on that one. The girls game should be getting underway right about now. That game live from Humboldt is on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. And, of course, always free online at mscsports.net. All you do is click on Listen Live and select KTNC. You can listen to those games free anywhere in the world. Well, Dalton, one thing they're not lacking for here at Freeman, and that's the volume on their public address.
Yeah, in my opinion, I mean, you can get loud, but loud gets too far.
It's turned so loud that it's muffled and distorted. It covers us up here. We'll just stand by and wait with you for we get this out of the way, and then we'll go with our broadcast here. Yeah, they've got it turned so loud there, Dalton, that it's going to blow out. blow it up here is what's going to happen. But all right, we're ready to get underway now. The Auburn Bulldogs, the Freeman Lady Falcons, girls high school basketball, the first half of our doubleheader tonight here from Adams, Nebraska. Hope you settle in on this rainy December evening and enjoy some high school basketball. Faith Holland will step in to jump it up for Freeman against Zoe Baltusberger, the tip control by the Falcons. With the basketball, Dakota Hayner. Hayner comes to the left elbow with the ball, gives it up to Beerhusen, around the horn to the right elbow. Johansson inside to Faith Holland. The ball tipped away. It goes out of bounds off of Freeman, and it'll be Auburn's basketball. We're just underway opening seconds here at Freeman. No score in the ballgame. Full court pressure being applied now by Freeman. On the dribble in backcourt. Across the timeline, Eddie Maddox has the ball tipped away, grabbed up loose. Dribbling to the baseline, left side, the ball tipped out of bounds, goes off the foot of Faith Holland. Down on the baseline, it'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. 7:35 to go here, opening quarter just underway. Maddox will inbound it. Lob pass to the top of the key, around the horn to the left elbow. The pass goes over to Zoe Baltusberger. Here's a three from the left corner, up and good. And Addie Maddox making her presence felt quickly, coming back off the injury.
Yeah, welcome back, Addie Maddox.
Yeah, she had knee surgery a year ago and then tweaked that knee a little bit a couple of weeks ago. So this is her first day back on the floor. Here's Faith Holland in the paint, nearly tied up, gets rid of the ball, kicks it back to Hendera. To the top of the key, Beerhusen will set the offense. Beerhusen on the right side of the circle. Feeds inside the paint. Horn comes to Hayner. Hayner can't get a look. Lob it inside, looking for Faith Holland. Nice job defensively by Baltusberger to get the steal there for the Lady Bulldogs. Outlet pass to Sydney Binder. Down court with the basketball across the timeline. All alone under the basket. They fed it to the baseline right side. They were looking for McKenna Turner. I think she stepped on the baseline there as she caught the basketball.
I mean, a little bit of a pass there, and you have a wide open layup.
6:44 to go here in the first quarter. 3-0. Auburn on top. On the dribble is Dakota Hayner to set the offense. Man-to-man defense here now by the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn. On the right side, this is Beerhusen handling it. Beerhusen tries to move toward the basket. Can't get there. They run a little weave at the top of the key. Spin move in the paint. Shot up and good by Dakota Hayner. Little floater inside the lane. Got it down. Inbound pass. Tipped away. Knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say it was touched last by Auburn? Really?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Freeman will have the ball. Hayner will inbound it. Hayner inbounds on the sideline in forecourt, down deep in the right side corner. Brings it up to Beerhusen on the left wing. Beerhusen, top of the circle, again comes to Dakota Hayner. She takes the dribble, tries to dribble inside the paint, can't get there. Beerhusen for three from the left corner. It's in and out. The ball is tipped around, the rebound grabbed up by Sydney Binder. Binder's double-teamed in backcourt, across court pass to Hattie Maddox. Maddox on the dribble down the left sideline, feeds it inside the paint. Baltusberger shot is up and good. Zoe Baltusberger with her first 2 points, and it's 5-2. Auburn on top, 5:49 to play here in the first quarter. Faith Holland to the left side. Beats it down into the corner. Hendera, shot is up, off the rim, no, couldn't get it. Nice job on the rebound, pulling it down by McKenna Turner. Binder, a cross-court pass, Addy Maddox. Maddox into forecourt. Baldensberger holds it at the top of the circle. Pressuring defense here by Freeman. Into the corner, baseline right side. Darnell back to the top of the circle. Addy Maddox. Maddox gives it off again to Sydney Binder. She'll reset the offense. Binder with the basketball to the right side. Addy Darnell. Now Addy Maddox with the ball again at the top of the free throw circle. To the corner, Binder had an open look. They're going to say she traveled with the ball. Sydney Binder with a little stutter step over there on the left side. They say she walked with it.
5:11 here left in the first. Bulldogs lead the Falcons 5-2.
Into forecourt. Come the Falcons with the basketball to set it up. That's Hayner on the dribble. Verhuizen in the corner right side. Back to Hendera. Around it goes to Hayner. In the paint. Ball stolen away by Addy Maddox. Well, you can, this is a different team with Addy Maddox on the floor. You can see that compared to what we saw at Elmwood Murdoch. All right, now with the basketball is Sydney Binder. Driving baseline, left side, driving layup. Oh, up and off, wouldn't go. Had a nice look at it for Addy Darnell. Couldn't get it to go in the hole. It fell off the side. Still 5-2, Auburn on top. 4:34 to play here. Faith Holland with a shot from the free throw line that doesn't go. Fight for the rebound. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Auburn. Lady Bulldogs will get the basketball. We're live tonight in Adams, Nebraska, Freeman High School, the Freeman Falcons, the Auburn Bulldogs. It's a girl-boy doubleheader. Boys game coming up after this. Downcourt pass is stolen away. In the, comes Hendera into forecourt. Feeds into Verhuizen. Verhuizen dribbles to the right side, goes up with a shot, couldn't get up, but she'll be fouled. And we're going to put Brooklyn Verhuizen at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
The foul is going to be on Sydney Biner. It's her first personal first-team foul for the Bulldogs.
So, at the free throw line, Brooklyn Verhuizen, shooting two, has not scored yet tonight. The first shot is up and got the roll. Hit the front of the rim, crawled over the front lip and fell in there for us. She'll get a second opportunity. Got a substitute in, Jordan Pella, into the lineup now. Pellin comes into the contest, replacing Dakota Hayner. Brooklyn Verhuizen, second free throw on the way. It's up, and this one is off. No good. The rebound is away, Baldensberger. Baldensberger gets it to Binder, across to Addy Maddox. Down court, at midcourt, back to Binder. In forecourt, lost a handle on it. The ball goes out of bounds, a turnover. So this press is causing Auburn some problems.
It's speeding them up. They're getting out of rhythm.
All right, into forecourt with the dribble. Dakota Hayner. Hayner kicks it to the right side in the paint. Now Faith Holland tries to drive the baseline. A cross-court bounce pass in the paint, handling the ball. Ruby Hendera. Hendera works to the right side of the lane. Can't get to the bucket. Now here's a driving layup that's up. No basket. They're going to say there was a foul on the floor, I think, before the shot here.
They call that on Binder? Yeah, Sydney Binder, it's her second personal second team for Auburn.
So Sydney Binder will leave the floor here with two fouls early in the ball game. We'll see who checked in to replace her down there on the baseline. I think that's going to be Ella Swanson, I think. Left side, Holland lays it up, can't get it. A fight for the rebound. Baldensberger rips it out of there, gets it out to Addy Maddox. Maddox down court on the dribble, working against the man-to-man press. A cross-court pass to the right side, finds Addy Darnell. Darnell at the free throw line, back to Maddox. Maddox penetrates, kicks to the corner left wing. Ella Swanson with the ball, back to the top of the key. Right side, McKenna Turner. Up to Maddox, inside the paint. Ball knocked away, whistle. We're going to have a foul, perhaps, on Faith Holland. She seems to be the guilty party there.
That foul is going to be on Faith Holland, her first personal first team foul for Freeman.
Another substitute in now for Freeman. Checking into the ball game comes Shiloh Wallman. She's a 5'6 freshman. Wallman on the floor for Freeman. Right side in the corner. Addy Maddox for three. Bingo! She got it. Addy Maddox with her second three-pointer. Makes it 8-3. The lead is 5 for the Lady Bulldogs. Jump shot right side comes up short. Maddox there for the rebound. Addy's kind of a one-man wrecking crew here right now. Offensive and defensive end. Down court, we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor. Timeout by Auburn with 3:02 to play here in the first quarter. 8-3. Lady Bulldogs on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer, back with you at Adams, Nebraska, Freeman High School. 3:02 to play in the first quarter. 8-3, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs off to a good start here. They came in with a 2-3 record compared to Freeman at 4-1. Probably the most critical development so far, Sidney Binder in foul trouble on the bench with two fouls here early in the ballgame.
Helps them out of Maddox with two threes already, too.
Yeah, Baldensberger to the left side in the corner. Here comes Maddox dribbling. Right side open look. Swanson didn't want to take it. Into Baldensberger, driving to the paint against Holland. Shot is up off, no good. Faith Holland has the rebound. Holland with the outlet pass, gets it out to Dakota Hayner into forecourt. On the right side, Holland, free throw line, open look, set shot up and off, no good. Fight for the rebound. Addie Maddox chases after it, is tipped around, grabbed up by Ruby Hindera. Hindera back up to Hayner with the basketball, finds Holland at the top of the key. Now on the right elbow, dribbling to the near side, comes Jordan Pella, who's in the lineup. They're running a little give and go, driving layup, doesn't go, but a whistle, we're going to have a foul. I think they're going to let him shoot this. It could have very easily been called on the floor, but they'll be shooting two here.
That foul is on Ella Swanson, her first personal, 13th foul.
Shiloh Wallman at the line. She's a 5'6 freshman, shooting two shots. The first one is up and off, no good.
Sorry, I think that was on Baldensberger.
Okay, Baldensberger called for the personal. Okay. Zoe's first, so we don't have one on Ella Swanson then. Okay. Second free throw coming up here for Shiloh Wallman. As she, the freshman, eyes the bucket from the charity stripe. Second shot is up. It's good. She made one out of two. That's her first point of the night. Our score now 8-4. Lady Bulldogs up by 4 with 2 minutes 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Baldensberger gets the ball across the timeline. Has it knocked away from her for a moment. Now gives it to the right side. Comes over to Ella Swanson. Ella, just a freshman now. Her pass comes up to the top of the key. One dribble there by Mackenzie Stanley. Stanley had been in the starting lineup with Addie Maddox out. Stanley is not a stranger to playing varsity basketball here. Now Zoe Baldensberger back to the top of the circle. Around the horn, Mackenzie Stanley in the corner. They work the outside perimeter. Addie Darnell with the ball. Darnell handles it. In the corner, this is Swanson. Skip pass across court. That was dangerous. Top of the key, dribbling in is Turner. Oh, nice pass goes underneath. They got it to Zoe Baldensberger. She'll be fouled, and she'll be at the line shooting two shots.
Wait for him to put it up before I get it wrong again. Foul is on Alicia Johansson, her first personal, second team for Freeman.
First free throw is up and good for Baldensberger. Zoe now with 3 points in the ballgame. She'll have a second shot coming. Freeman's been subbing people in and out of here right and left. They're not afraid to use their freshman either. Baldensberger ready for her second free throw attempt. Takes aim, launches the shot, hits up and good. Nothing but nylon on either one of those. She's got 4 points. The lead is back to 6 now at 10-4. Auburn on top with a minute 25 to play in the first quarter. Here come the Lady Falcons on the attack. That's Verhuizen handling the basketball. Goes to Mahler. Mahler. Hands to the top of the circle, trying to penetrate into the paint. Here's a long two from the left corner that's up and good. And that was a two put in by Alicia Johansson. Johansson's first 2 points. The lead is down to 4 now. 10-6 with a minute to play in the first quarter. On the dribble is McKenna Turner. She gets the ball into forecourt. Across court skip pass to Swanson. In the corner, baseline right side, Addie Darnell. Back up top to Swanson. Around the outside perimeter. Stanley in the corner on the left side. Auburn may just slow it down and play for one here. They're up 10-6, 45 seconds to play in the quarter. They seem to be content to just pass it around the outside perimeter. Still in the man-to-man defense here are the Freeman Falcons. Trapped down in the corner, stepping on the baseline. Oh, a turnover for the Lady Bulldogs. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Stepping on the baseline was Mackenzie Stanley down there. Now back onto the floor, Ruby Hindera back into the lineup. Boy, they've substituted freely here, haven't they?
I mean, fresh bodies.
Yep. 10-6, your score. Auburn on top. 30 seconds to play in the period. Now Freeman's going to play for one shot. Dakota Hayner on the dribble. Goes to Brooklyn Verhuizen. Back up top to Hayner. To the near side. Hindera handles the ball. Faith Holland at the free throw line. Open look, set shot up and good for Faith Holland. Her first 2 points. And it's a 2-point basketball game, 10-8. Now we got a reach-in foul on Verhuizen. here on the near side on Brooklyn. That's her first. That's team foul number 3 of the quarter. But there's only 13 seconds left, and as we all know, the team fouls reset now at the end of each quarter. All right, 13 seconds to go. Auburn down court, in traffic, moving toward the hoop. On the right side, ball's going to be tipped away. Touch last by Auburn. 6 seconds to go. Freeman gets the ball back down 2 here, 10-8. Auburn needs to come up and make them play the ball. On the dribble comes Hayner across the timeline. Hayner wants to take it all the way in. Goes to the corner. Ball tipped away nicely by Swanson. After one quarter, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs lead it 10-8. Our score. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Dalton, I think you've got a update from Tri-County.
Update from Tri-County. The Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles lead the Tri-County Lady Trojans 29-17 at halftime.
Back to live action here. 10-8, Auburn on top. We move into the second quarter. Freeman has the first possession of the basketball. Looking for Bierhusen, going through the paint. Comes to Holland. Back underneath baseline left side. Laying up and good by Alicia Johansson. Johansson's second bucket of the night. She's got 4 points, and we're tied at 10. Long down court pass. Holland almost had the steal. Good job reacting. Now the ball is stolen away. The other direction goes Alicia Johansson. Johansson feeds it to Hayner across to Bierhusen. Bierhusen trying to drive the baseline. Addie Maddox won't have it. She stops her. Now Faith Holland stands at the top of the circle with the ball to the left side. Johansson. Ball tipped and stolen away by McKenna Turner. Nice steal. Outlet pass to Sydney Binder. Binder back on the floor playing with two personal fouls. Being harassed, trying to get the ball across the timeline. Lots of pressure. Addie Maddox takes the pass. Around the horn to the corner, baseline left side, back to Maddox. Now Binder feeds to the right baseline to Addie Darnell. Binder had an open look, didn't want to take it. Gives to Addie Maddox, back to Binder. Now she'll launch the three, and it misses the rim, comes up short, goes out of bounds. It'll be Falcons basketball. Freeman with a chance to take the lead here for the first time. We're tied at 10 apiece, opening minute here of the second quarter. And on the dribble is Dakota Hamer. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Bulldogs. Hayner guarded closely by Addie Darnell to the left elbow. Alicia Johansson finds Hayner again. Hayner pulled up, thought about a three, decided to give it to Bierhusen instead. Bierhusen in the paint. 8-foot jumper off the glass. No, got her own rebound. Up to Hayner for three from the top of the key. It's going to miss everything and go out of bounds. Players on the floor. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Couple of subs in once again. Back onto the floor. Go ahead.
And for the Falcons is Shiloh Wallman, and I believe that was Jordan Pella.
Back onto the floor. Wallman and Pella. All right. This is Binder on the dribble across to Addie Maddox. Back to Binder on the near side. They get it across the timeline. Those are dangerous passes all the way across court. Now they go inside to Baltonsberger. Bounce pass into the corner baseline left side, driving in. A whistle and a foul going to be called on the Falcons. Trying to drive toward the hoop there was McKenna Turner, and she got fouled on the floor.
I believe it was on Ruby Hendera, her first personal first team for Freeman.
All right. Back to live action, Auburn with the basketball. On the dribble is Addie Darnell across to Binder. Here comes Addie Maddox. Baseline in the corner. Again, it goes to Binder. Open look for Binder for three. In, out, and out again. Boy, that one just wouldn't fall. Now Maddox tries a long two. It won't go. And Auburn comes up empty-handed. We're still tied at 10 apiece. 5-quarter. There's Faith Holland for a two from the free throw line. Faith will hit that one if you give her the look. I remember seeing her shoot those last year. That's her favorite spot, right around that free throw line. 12 to 10. Here's a whistle. Another foul is going to be called on Freeman. Pretty sure this is going on Hendera.
On Hendera again, her second personal, second team for the Falcons.
5:28 to go in the first half. 12 to 10 now. Freeman up by two. Auburn led this thing early. They were up 10 to 4 at one point. But now, eight unanswered points. There's a long three for Binder that won't go. The rebound, Baltensberger, follow shot. She couldn't get it. But Zoe will be fouled, and we're going to put Zoe Baltensberger at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. She's two out of two from the line so far tonight.
A foul is on Alicia Johansson, her second personal, third team for Freeman.
At the free throw line, Baltensberger to shoot two. The senior puts the first one up. This hits the back iron. Rimmed off four and wooden drop. She'll get another attempt. Zoe has 4 points tonight. She's currently two out of three from the free throw line and has a field goal. Baltensberger ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and this one is good. She put that one right down the middle. So Baltensberger now with 5 points, and it's 12 to 11. The Falcons' lead is just one. Johansson has the ball to Faith Holland at the free throw line. Shiloh Wallman tried to drive inside with it. She falls to the floor. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs, most likely on Addie Darnell.
A foul is on Addie Darnell, her first personal, first team for Auburn.
All right. Freeman's basketball on the baseline. Beerhusen to inbound it. Brooklyn Beerhusen lobs it into Holland. Free throw line, that's her favorite spot, but that one came up short and went out of bounds. Oh, the two girls from Freeman bounced. They bumped heads down there on the baseline. Looked at each other, must not have been too bad, but they...
We have sub in for Auburn, Ella Swanson subs in for them.
Lots of young players seeing varsity time here for both teams. On the dribble is Sydney Binder to come down and set things up here offensively. Binder working hard against Beerhusen. Bounce pass, Baltensberger stands at the top of the key with the ball. Baltensberger dribbles inside the paint, driving for the layup, goes up with a shot. Oh, my goodness. All kinds of contact under there. We don't have a foul. Everybody assumed that was a foul. They're just going to say the ball stays with Auburn on the baseline. Kids even started lining up for the free throws. Waiting for the inbound pass. Maddox lobs it to Baltensberger at the top of the free throw circle. Now she goes inside the paint. She'll be fouled on the floor. Not yet a shooting foul. Who's this one on, Dalton?
It's on Faith Holland, her second personal, fourth team for Freeman. So Freeman's got to be careful here.
They got three other starters with two fouls each. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 4:43 to play here in the first half. 12 to 11. Freeman up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Heller Martial Arts in Falls City offers more than taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga defense classes. We can come to you for a self-defense seminar for your business group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
4:43 to go here in the first half. 12 to 11, a one-point lead for Freeman. Auburn will have the basketball under their own basket. Into Binder from the corner for three. Got it. Sydney Binder with her first three-pointer of the night. 14 to 12. Auburn retakes the lead up by two. Fast break the other direction. Oh, a nice steal on the baseline by Addie Darnell. Stepped right in front of Faith Holland. Now stolen back by Beerhusen.
Oh.
She missed the layup. Binder comes down with the rebound. She's double-teamed in backcourt. Binder in trouble back there. Dribbles away from it. Needs to get the ball up court. Having trouble against this press. Swanson, a cross-court pass to the near side. Finds Addie Darnell. Inside Baltensberger. Back to Addie Maddox. Maddox driving layup. Couldn't get it. Whistle foul. We're going to put Maddox at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. Boy, the defender that stepped in front of Addie Maddox. That was Shiloh Wallman, the freshman. Really got the worst end of that and got the foul called on her on top of it.
Foul is on Shiloh Wallman, her first personal, 15 for Freeman.
Maddox at the line shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Addie Maddox has a pair of threes that she hit back in the first quarter, and with that free throw, she now has 7 points for the Lady Bulldogs. 4:07 to go here in the first half. 15 to 12, Auburn up by three. Make that up by four now as Maddox hits the second free throw. It's a four-point lead, 16-12. Lady Bulldogs on top. 4:04 showing on the clock here in the first half. as Dakota Hayner brings the ball into forecourt. Hayner gives it off to Shiloh Wallman. Around to the corner, down deep on the baseline, trying to drive to the hoop. There's Faith Holland from the free throw line. Her shot is up and off, no good that time. A big fight for the rebound. Tipping it away down there was Addie Darnell. Darnell touched it last. That was a good call. The ball belongs to Freeman with 3:47 to play. Up next after this, the second half of our doubleheader, the boys' varsity game between Auburn and Freeman. That should be a dandy. We got a good one going here. This is Shiloh Wallman, now from the corner, a long three that's up and off, no good. Baldensberger tips it out to Binder. Fast break. Binder on the fast break. There's a defender with her, lays it up, couldn't get it. Rebound, Baldensberger falls to the floor. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Auburn. Thought Binder was maybe going to get there for the easy lay-in on that one. 3:33 to play here in the first half, 16-12. Auburn up by four. Lady Bulldogs with the ball into the corner. Binder for three again. Back-to-back three-pointers by Sydney Binder. She's got six with 3:26 to go in the first half. 19-12. Auburn up by seven. Ball got away out of bounds, and it's going to go off of Freeman. It'll belong to the Lady Bulldogs. Auburn will have the basketball. 3:20 to go now here in the first half. Auburn with a seven-point lead and the basketball. They led by six back when it was 10-4, and then gave up eight unanswered points and relinquished the lead, only to come storming back here in the latter half of the second quarter. This is Sydney Binder on the dribble to the right side. Reverses, picks up the dribble, has to Zoe Baldensberger. Baldensberger, a cross-court pass, finds Addie Darnell. Move inside the bucket by Baldensberger in traffic in the paint. 21-12. The lead is 9 now on the right side of the lane. A spin move, try for the layup. Whistle will have a foul called, I think, on Baldensberger will get called for that one. Have we got another scoring update on the Johnson-Brock game here yet?
Yeah, let me get to that.
That foul is going to be on Zoe Baldensberger, her second personal. At the free throw line, we're shooting two shots. The first one is up and off, no good. That ponytail messing with me here. That's Shiloh Wallman, the freshman. She's now one out of three from the charity stripe. She'll have a second shot coming here. 5'8 freshman, Shiloh Wallman. Ready for her second free throw. This one is up. It's good. She's now made two out of four, has 2 points. And with 2:40 to go here in the first half, it's 21-13. The lead is 8 for the Lady Bulldogs. Inbound the pass to Sydney Binder. Full court pressure being applied. Ella Swanson, the freshman, dribbling against that press, gets the pass into forecourt to Addie Maddox. Maddox on the left side of the lane, takes it all the way in for the driving layup, can't get it, she'll be fouled. Addie Maddox was out with a knee injury for the last couple of weeks. She's a difference maker on this team. She came in her first game back from the injury, and she promptly popped two threes in there to start the ball game.
Fouls on Ruby Hendera, her third personal. And we're beyond the limit for fouls here in the second.
Maddox's first free throw is up for Addie Maddox. Couldn't get it. She's now two out of three. You said the foul was on Hendera, her third. Okay. Second free throw coming up for Addie Maddox. 8 points so far in the ballgame. She takes aim, bends the knee, launches the shot. It's up and good. That one right down the middle. Nothing but nylon on that one. 22-13. The lead is back to 9 with 2:22 to play. Oh, here's a pass. Almost went wide of the mark. Chased down over here by Jordan Pellett. Back up to Brooklyn Verhuizen. Verhuizen finds Indera. Now, again, this is Pella with the ball. Oh, she walked with it. Pella will be called for traveling. That'll be a turnover to give the ball back to Auburn. As we said, the second half of our doubleheader tonight should be a dandy. That boys' varsity game.
I got an update from Tri-County.
Okay.
Eagles lead the Trojans 35-17 midway through the third.
That's Johnson-Brock Eagles leading Tri-County. Here's a reach-in foul is going to be called. That one's going to go on Dakota Hayner. On Hayner, her first personal, but we'll be shooting two now. We're past the five limit per quarter. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, will be Sydney Binder. The first one is up, off, no good. Binder has 6 points on a pair of threes here in this first half. She'd like to put her team up by double digits if she can hit this one. Second shot is up, no, it's off, and the rebound is going to come down to Freeman. On the dribble, this is Verhuizen. Brooklyn Verhuizen kicks it to the right side. They wanted to go to Holland. Holland just sets a pick there. Now Hayner can't get to the left side, wanting to work to the hoop. Back up top to Verhuizen with the ball. On the right elbow, across court pass. That's Wallman, the freshman. trying to give it inside. Nearly stolen away. Oh, we're going to get a whistle and a foul called on Addie Maddox, I believe.
Yeah, it'll be her first personal, team third for Auburn.
A minute 40 to play here now in the first half. 22-13. Auburn on top. Freeman 4-1 coming into this one. Auburn at 2-3. The inbound pass to Hayner on the left side of the lane. Hayner, left wing, across court pass. Now moving into the paint, another traveling call. Walking with the basketball is Alicia Johansson, and that'll turn it back to Auburn once again. Down to 94 seconds to play in the first half, a 9-point lead. Lady Bulldogs might want to just slow things down here a little bit. You're up by 9. Want to make sure you get to that halftime break with a nice lead. Addie Maddox to the right wing finds Ella Swanson. This is Olivia Swanson's little sister. Remember, Liv playing for the Lady Bulldogs. Top of the key, Addie Maddox, 3, couldn't get it. Rebound, Verhuizen. Verhuizen across the timeline into forecourt. She'll bring it all the way down herself. Picked up by Binder defensively. Reverse layup blocked away by Addie Maddox, but Addie just picked up her second personal.
It'll be her second personal, team fourth on Auburn.
It'll be a shooting foul because they were putting the ball up. Brooklyn Verhuizen, she's made 1 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. Here shooting 2 shots. First shot is on the way up, and no, rims off, couldn't get it. Have another shot coming shortly. 1:01 to play here in the first half. 22-13, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading the Freeman Falcon girls. As Verhuizen puts up her second free throw, it's good. She's now made 2 out of 4 from the line, and it's 22-14. The lead is down to 8, under a minute to go. As I said a minute ago, Auburn may want to slow it down a little bit. They come down and launching the long shots here and giving up a possession, and now an
illegal screen.
Wow, interesting. Who did they call for that?
It's Kenzie Stanley, I believe. Yeah, yep. It's on Mackenzie Stanley, her first personal, team fifth.
That being an offensive foul, we don't shoot it on the fifth one. That's a player control foul, they consider that. Just 50 seconds left to go here. Freeman with a chance to keep chipping away at this lead in this last minute. Hayner brings it into forecourt. Dakota Hayner to the left side. Brooklyn Verhuizen up top to Faith Holland. Holland at the top of the key goes to the right elbow, down to Hayner again. Now Verhuizen tries to drive the baseline. Can't get there. Good defense there on the part of Wehinkle. There's a reverse lay-in for Hayner that won't go. A fight for the rebound. Somehow coming out of there for a moment with the ball. Now back to Holland under the basket. And the shot is up and good by Faith Holland. She's got 6 points. The lead is down to 6. Auburn into forecourt with 10 seconds to go. Need to get a shot off here now. Coming to the near side with it. Wehinkle. Finds Swanson, left side in the paint, shot is up, in and out, wouldn't go for him, and there's the buzzer. And at the half, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs are leading. The Freeman Falcons, our halftime score, Auburn 22 and Freeman 16. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, step aside, and be back with our halftime show. The halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware, Farm and City Supply in Falls City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Tonight's halftime show is presented by Highland Community Carpet. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers. Our halftime score, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading the Freeman Falcons 22-16 our score. Individual scoring for Freeman, Alicia Johansson has 4. Faith Holland leads the way with 6. Then 2 points each for Shiloh Wallman, DeGainer, and Brooklyn Vierhuizen for their total of 16. From the free throw line, Freeman made 4 out of 8 from the charity stripe. Scoring for the Lady Bulldogs, just 3 girls in the book. Addie Maddox coming off the injury. She leads the way with 9 points on 2 threes and 3 out of 4 from the line. Zoe Baldensberger with 7. She had a pair of deuces, 3 out of 4 from the line. And Sydney Binder with a pair of trays for her 6 points adds up to 22 for the Lady Bulldogs. From the free throw line, Auburn shot 10 of them. They made 6. 6 out of 10 from the line for the Lady Bulldogs. 22-16. That is our halftime score.
Our halftime show this evening has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
We're going to step aside, take a 2-minute break here, then we're going to update you with the latest weather forecast and talk about that strange phenomenon, the moisture falling out of the sky. It's actually been raining in southeast Nebraska. We'll check up with your local weather forecast another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's what's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area.
Isolated rain showers likely tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 37. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Slight chance for isolated rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 42. Lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you here at Adams at Freeman High School. It's halftime. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading the Freeman Falcons 22-16 at the half. Other scoring updates we have for you in the games being heard live tonight over on KTNC at Humboldt. The Sacred Heart Irish girls are leading the HTRS Lady Titans at the half, 25-19, Sacred Heart over HTRS at halftime. And in the girls' game being played out of Tri-County, the Johnson Brock Eagles are up 35-17 midway through the third quarter in that one. That's at Tri-County. Up next after this, we'll have boys varsity basketball, the Auburn Bulldogs and the Freeman Falcons, the second half of tonight's doubleheader. Then we want to remind you that we'll be back on the air Tuesday at Tri-County with the Sacred Heart Irish. That will be over on KTNC. Then on Thursday, the 21st, I'll be right back here at the same table in Freeman with Johnson County Central, the Thunderbirds, taking on the Freeman Falcons. That will wrap up our coverage pre-holiday here with that December 21st game. We'll be back on the air in January, beginning January 2nd, a Tuesday, with the Johnson Brock Eagles when they travel to Nebraska City to face the Lord's Central Knights. So that's what we've got on tap for you here pre-holidays, and then our first game back on. And of course, that second week of January, we all pack up and go to Beatrice for the week for the Mudecas tournament. All right, the possession will belong to Freeman, and here to call your third quarter, a play-by-play, is Dalton Knippelmeyer.
22-16 here, start of the third quarter. Freeman with his first possession. Hayner is here at the top with it. Now to Veer Houston. She'll take pull-up jumper from the free throw line. And Brooklyn Veer Houston hits with her first shot out of the locker room for the Freeman Falcons. Bulldogs back with it. Sydney Minder now. Addie Maddox on the near side here, guarded by Hayner. Skip pass to Addie Darnell. She looks driving side. Dump down to Turner. Back out to Maddox. Swing it to Binder. Picked up here by the Falcons. Binder will dribble it out. Set up the offense for the Bulldogs. She guarded here by Veer Houston. Now she'll dribble left, look somewhere to go with it. Back right, gets the screen from Maddox. And 5 seconds is going to be called. and turned over back here to the Falcons. Start of the third quarter here, 22-18, your score, Bulldogs over the Falcons, 7-20 here in the third quarter. Hayner brings it for the Falcons inside to Holland. Now, let's see who is that, Johansson, Holland again with it on the left side in the short corner to Hayner, and now to Hendera down low, and she'll get fouled in. Ruby Hendera will go to the free throw line to shoot two shots.
Foul's going to be on Zoe Baldensberger. That's her first personal, or check that, her third personal first team foul on the Lady Bulldogs.
All right, Baldensberger with three fouls. Here's Hendera, her first shot on the way, and nothing but nylon for Ruby Hendera. Her first points of the ball game comes from the free throw line, and substitute in here for Auburn, Mackenzie Stanley checks in for Zoe Baldensberger. Baldensberger has three fouls. Hendera's second free throw on the way and is also good for Ruby Hendera for her 2 points.
Freeman has wasted no time in chipping away at that half lead. It's a 2-point ball game, 22-20. Auburn's still up here.
All right, Bulldogs back with it. Maddox skip pass to Darnell to the far side. Now inside to Stanley. Stanley puts up the layup. She'll get fouled. Kenzie Stanley going to the charity stripe for two shots for the Auburn Bulldogs.
I think that's going to be Ruby Hendera's fourth personal. Hendera picks up her fourth. Team foul number one of the quarter, but fourth personal on Ruby.
Hendera will most likely sit till midway through the fourth. Stanley's first free throw, no good off the back iron.
That's McKenzie's first attempt from the line tonight.
Second free throw on the way for McKenzie and comes up short, and ball's going to go the other way to the Falcons. 6:52 remaining here in the third, 22-20 your score. To go to Hayner, bringing the ball up for the Falcons, picked up by Darnell. She hands it off to Verhuizen, a haul into the top of the key. Now in the corner is Hayner. She'll drive baseline, look for somewhere to go. Kick out here to Pella, and she hands it off here. Holland at the top. Verhuizen now will look for three. She doesn't take it. Hayner now on the right side. Looks to go inside to Holland. She does. Holland turns around, looks to put up a shot. Up off the glass. No good. Foul is going to be called, and it'll go the other way.
Foul's going to be called on Faith Holland. On Holland, that is her third personal. Team foul number two of the quarter on the Falcons. And Freeman's starting to find themselves in some foul issues here.
Yeah. Here's Sydney Biner out of Maddox here on the near side. Back to Biner on the far side. And they're just playing catch here to break the press. Here comes Maddox down the court. Kick to the corner to Turner. Turner back to Biner at the top of the key. And to Darnell on the right side. Screen from Kenzie Stanley. Now Maddox back at the top. Biner in the corner for three off the rim. Takes a couple bounces. No good. Rebounded here by Hayner. And Falcons back with the possession. Pass up court to Verhuizen. She'll look to drive. Cut off by Biner. Inside. Poked away by Turner. And Maddox comes up with the steal for the Bulldogs. She's coming the other way. Picked up by Verhuizen. And she'll take it away. Go the other way with it. And pass down to Pella. Pella's layup up and good for the Falcons as they tie the ball game here at 22. Jordan Pella with her first points of the contest. And here's Addie Maddox over to Sydney Biner on the far side. Back over to Maddox here in the near side. Biner now up top setting up the offense. Darnell in the corner. Back to Biner. She'll look for somewhere to go with it. Darnell in the corner again. Looks to get it inside. Skip past the Maddox. Now to Biner on the right side. Sydney Biner for three off the iron. No good. Rebounded there by Johansson. And here comes Hayner up court, pass up, knocked away by Addie Maddox. It'll go out of bounds, and possession will stay with the Falcons.
Substitute in for Auburn, Ella Swanson into the ballgame. She'll check in to replace Mackenzie Stanley. Also, Faith Holland is going to set out, and Jordan Pella comes off the bench.
Hayner will throw it in for the Falcons. She gets it into Pella, hands it back off to Hayner. And now Verhuizen couldn't handle it. It'll go out of bounds, and possession will go back to the Bulldogs. 4:54 remaining here in the third. 22 all your score between the Freeman Falcons and the Auburn Bulldogs. Here's Biner with it out of Maddox. And a skip pass over. There's Ella Swanson back into the ballgame. She looks to drive. Now Darnell looks to go baseline. Kick out here to Turner. Turner back to Maddox. Maddox for three is all good for Addie Maddox with her first field goal of the second half. Addie Maddox for three now pushes the lead back to three for the Bulldogs. Stolen here Possession taken away from the Falcons by Sydney Binder. She'll race down the floor with it. Now stop, set up the offense for the Bulldogs. Falcons set back in a 1-2-2 here. Dump down inside to Maddox. She'll turn around, put up a shot off the back iron. No good. Scramble for the ball in the court, and jump ball will be called. Possession will go back to the Bulldogs.
Into the ball game now, into the ball game now is Holland. Holland leaves the lineup. Let me pick up Savannah Muller. That's who came off the bench. Muller into the lineup.
Bulldogs back with the ball here. Binder here up top over to Turner. And she's on the left wing here. Back up to Binder up top. Picked by her. Binder will back it up. Now to Swanson in the right corner. Dumb down inside to Maddox. Maddox out to Turner. Kenna Turner for three off the iron. No good. Rebounded here to Rennie. And a foul is going to be called against Darnell.
Addie Darnell picks up her second personal. Team foul number two.
Timeout on the floor called by the Falcons.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
3:51 to play here in the third quarter. 25-22, the Lady Bulldogs leading the Lady Falcons of Freeman. My name is Randy Gatula. Dalton Kniffelmeyer describing the action here in the third quarter for you. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation.
Back out of the timeout here. 3:45 remaining in the third. 25-22 your score. Falcons back with the ball. Wallman has it now inside to Pella and goes up with it. There's Rennie. She gets her first ball point. First points of the ball game. Reagan Rennie with a layup for the Falcons. Bulldogs back with it. Binder up top and Turner and Swanson in the corner. Turner back up top. Binder on the right side. Darnell in the corner. Binder back up top. Binder for three off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Rennie. Wallman, excuse me. And she'll go inside off the glass. No good. Poked out of bounds. Possession goes back to the Falcons.
Here's Verhuizen back into the lineup. Brooklyn Verhuizen comes in to replace Dakota Hayner.
Falcons back with the possession. Verhuizen inbounds it to Mahler. Back to Verhuizen in the corner. Pull up from the short corner. No good. Ball hits the ground. Scramble for it. Swanson comes out of the pile with it. And Binder will bring it back up for the Bulldogs. She walks it up, sets up the offense for Auburn. Over to Darnell on the right side in the corner. She takes a couple dribbles left, now back right, and backs it up. Looking to get it inside to Maddox. Skip pass over to Binder. Show dribble back up top, guarded by here by Verhuizen. Binder looking to go short corner, now gives it to Turner. Turner on the right side on the wing. Now Binder in the corner. Gets it inside to Maddox. Maddox looks to turn around. Puts up a shot off the glass. No good. Players hit the floor. Falcons come back the other way with it. Verhuizen picked up by Binder. Now here's Pella for three. And in and out. No good. Rebounded by Darnell. She hands it off to Binder. Binder looks to push for the Bulldogs. Up court to Turner. Now dump down to Maddox. Maddox shot up. No good. Foul. But she'll go to the line for two shots.
One of the things I like to see here, Dalton, are these freshman ball players, how aggressive they're being. Ella Swanson, a while ago, just went into the pile and came out with the basketball. That foul was going to be on Reagan Rennie, her first.
Maddox's first free throw on the way. No good for her. Subs in here for the Falcons.
Hayner's back onto the floor. And also checking in, is that Lang for the first time, I believe? No, check that. That's Savannah Muller back in once
Maddox
again.
Maddox, the second free throw on the way. No good. Off the rim. Falcons come back down with the rebounds. Hayner going the other way with it. Guarded by Addie Darnell. Now she gets a screen from Verhuizen. Backs it out. Verhuizen at the top. Now off to Hayner. Muller on the left side. Muller going inside. Layup up off the glass rim. No good. rebounded by Binder, and Sidney Binder will back it out. Push up court to Addie Darnell. Addie Darnell back to Binder at the top. Binder back to Darnell in the right corner. Now Darnell will take a couple dribbles, give it to Turner. Turner will back it out. Set up the offense for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs almost lost it. Binder gets it back, though. Darnell in the right corner. Swanson at the top. Skip pass to Turner in the corner. Her three on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Mahler for the Falcons. Scramble on the floor for the ball. Ball goes out of bounds. And officials having a discussion, and it'll go the other way. Possession towards the Falcons.
Back onto the floor for Auburn. Mackenzie Stanley in there now. She'll give Addie Maddox a breather.
108 remaining here in the third. 25-24 your score. Bulldogs over Falcons. Falcons back with the possession of the ball. Hayner will bring it up for the Falcons. She'll walk it across the timeline. Very slowly here. Hayner will give it to Verhuizen. Now Hayner at the top gets a screen from Holland. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Now Lang on the right side to Mahler. Hayner back at the top, and time called by the official for injury.
The player shaken up is Addie Darnell. I think she might have turned an ankle there a little bit. She's limping around, and the official...
Ankle or knee?
I'm not sure. The official stopped the action. The good news is she's trotting off the floor under her own steam here. Coming in to replace her will be Heidi Gertis, making her first appearance. Another freshman on the floor. A lot of young girls seeing varsity time here for Auburn.
Hayner will inbound it for the Falcons here on the near side. Mahler in the corner. Scramble for the ball. Jump ball is called.
Speaking of freshmen, there's Ella Swanson again.
Yeah.
She's fearless. She
just goes
in
there
for the ball.
45 seconds remaining in the third. 25-24 your score. Bulldogs over Falcons. Falcons with possession. Verhuizen to inbound it. Looks to get it in. Almost out of time. And 5 seconds will be called on the Falcons. Turn it over to the Bulldogs.
Back into the ballgame, Reagan Rennie comes onto the floor. She will give Faith Holland a breather here. That was a critical turnover there. Now you got 40 seconds to go here. It could designate who gets the final shot of the period.
Binder brought it back up for the Bulldogs to Turner. Now back to Binder on their right side. She'll hold it, look, set up the offense for the Bulldogs. Turner now to Swanson in the corner. Fearless defense here and poked out of bounds by the Falcons. Possession will go back to the Bulldogs.
Freeman fans beg to differ with the man in the striped shirt on that
one. People going crazy behind us.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Bulldogs back with it. Binder now to Turner up top. Turner double-teamed by the Falcons. Now to Binder on the left side. Take a couple dribbles.
15 spins. Seconds.
Looks to roll inside. Binder up off the glass. No good. Rebounded there by Rennie. 10 remaining here in the third. Hayner pressing up the court for the Falcons. Mahler in the corner. Inside to Rennie. Rennie shot. No good. Here comes Turner. Looks to get it up. Second. Final shot. No good at the end of the third quarter. The Auburn Bulldogs lead the Freeman Falcons 25-24.
We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair realizes the month of December is not only for celebrating Christmas, but it also includes the official first day of winter, Human Rights Week, and Thank a Soldier Week. The staff here at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages you to exercise your human rights, take time to thank a soldier, stay warm this winter, and have a very Merry Christmas. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here, live action, start of the fourth quarter. Just starts, and Bulldogs get it in. They call a timeout right back again, 7:54.
We'll take a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Perhaps you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Adams, Nebraska, Freeman Falcons playing the Auburn Bulldogs. Bulldogs with possession here out of the timeout. Binder will have it on the left side. Now to Turner to the right side on the right wing. Pressure by the Falcons. Darnell in the corner. Back to Turner on the wing. Now back to Darnell. Back to Turner. And Binder here on the top. Maddox in the left corner. Skip pass over to Turner. Darnell in the corner again. Turner on the right side. It's good pass to Maddox. Maddox looks at the right baseline. Dumped down to Baltenberger. Kicked out to Turner. Kenna Turner for three. She connects for the Auburn Bulldogs. Bulldogs expand their lead to four. 7 minutes remaining in the ball game. Falcons back with possession. Pella on the left side. Looks to drive baseline. Kicks out to Verhuizen. Verhuizen drives. Spits up a shot. Off the rim. No good. A little bit of contact. Nothing called. Bulldogs back with possession. Binder brings it up for Auburn. Picked up by the Freeman Falcons. Inside to Baltenberger. Now back out to Binder. Maddox on the right side. Darnell in the corner. Back to Maddox. Addy Maddox for three. She'll connect for the Auburn Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs have hit two quick threes out of the quarter break. Expand their lead to 7, 6.5 remaining.
Only 3 points of offense that whole third quarter, and they've got six in the first minute here.
Falcons back with it. Verhuizen on the left side. Holland on the left wing. Over to Pella. Pella looks to drive. She looks to go all the way. Puts up a shot off the glass. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it'll go the other way. Possession back to the Bulldogs.
Boy, a couple of huge three-pointers here to start this final stanza for the Lady Bulldogs. One by McKenna Turner, her first 3 points. And then Addie Maddox with her fourth three-pointer of the night. Addie's got 15 points now.
Bulldogs back with the ball. Maddox up top with it. Looks to get it inside. Poked away by Holland. Here comes the Falcons the other way. Foul is going to be called. That was Wallman bringing the ball up the floor for the Falcons.
I think a foul is going to go on Darnell.
On Addie,
that is her third personal and the first team foul of the quarter.
Falcons will inbound from the baseline up top to Johansson. Her three on the way. No good off the front. And rebounded by Holland. Her shot no good. And scramble for the ball. Jump ball will be called. Possession arrow favors the Falcons.
Holland might have got away with one there. She was really coming down on top of the young lady from Auburn that had position on her for the rebound.
5:53 remaining, 31-24 your score. Verhuizen just gets it in. Now Wallman looks to drive and she spins, puts up a floater. Shot goes in and out. And a second chance goes back up. Who is that? Johansson. She gets the end one for the Falcons. She'll go to the charity stripe to shoot. Oh, they called it on the floor.
So no basket?
No basket.
Oh, my.
And that foul's on Addie Maddox, her third personal, team second for Auburn. Falcons get it back in. Verhuizen in the left corner. Now Wallman will try for three. Off the back iron, no good. Baltenberger comes down with the rebound. Jump ball called. Possession arrow favors the Bulldogs.
You know, part of our job is to call it the way we see it. I feel like Alicia Johansson kind of got robbed out there.
Yeah.
Sure looked like she was putting up the shot.
She got
hammered and it went in. So they did not only got the basket, but then the foul called on the floor, not a shooting foul.
Bulldogs back with it. 5.5 remaining in contest. 31-24, your score. Turner up top for the Bulldogs. Looks to go around the right side. She'll look to go all the way and back out to Baltenberger. Baltenberger, and the foul will be called on the Falcons. I believe it's on Verhuizen.
Yeah, on Brooklyn, that's going to be her second personal. And that's going to be team foul number one.
I don't know if there's too many players out there on the floor for Freeman that aren't in foul trouble.
They got a lot of them.
Bulldogs and mounted from the baseline. Maddox throws it in up top to Baltenberger. Now Darnell on the left side. Maddox on the right wing for three. She hits again. Addie Maddox with her fifth three-pointer of the ball game for the Bulldogs.
18 points in the game now for Addie Maddox.
Comes the other way with it. Verhuizen looks to drive. Guarded by Binder. And Foul will be called on Binder. That's her third personal, team foul number three on the Lady Bulldogs. Okay. 5:01 to go here. I don't understand how that is called a shooting foul, but the last
one
was
it. Yeah.
Beery's going to shoot two anyway for the Falcons.
She's made 2 out of 4 from the line so far tonight.
First free throw on the way is good for Brooklyn Beery's. Ball does not lie, I guess. And substitute in for the Falcons.
Ruby Hendera back onto the floor.
Johansson subs out. Beery Houston takes a couple dribbles, bends her knees, ball on the way, off to the front of the rim, no good, rebounded by the Bulldogs. Turner will bring it up for them, crosses the timeline, she'll look to drive inside, not there. Now she pulls it back out, steps up the offense, hands it to Binder. Binder will look to go left and backs it out again, screened by Maddox, now to Berger up top. Darnell on the right side, pulls it back out. Binder on the left side, Turner in the corner. Turner takes some dribbles right, Baltonsberger up top. Now Binder in the right corner, gets a screen from Baltonsberger. Binder spins, looks to go back right, and she's up back of the key is Turner. Turner looks to go left, now goes right, gets a screen from Maddox. Off the Falcon leg.
Auburn has ran a full minute off on this possession.
Yeah. Binder now on the left side, picked up by Dakota Hayner. She looks to go left, and she'll look to go all the way. Turns around, out to Maddox. Baltonsberger up top. Baltonsberger looks to drive inside. Poked away by Holland. Scramble for the ball on the floor. Hendera comes up with it for the Falcons.
Auburn held the ball 90 seconds before they took a shot on that possession.
Hayner comes the other way with it. Looks to drive inside, left, spins right. Now looks to kick it, but not there. Maddox has it going the other way for the Bulldogs. Guarded by Beerhuizen, gets cut off. Foul is going to be called on Beerhuizen. And that'll be her third personal, team second on Brooklyn Beerhuizen.
Got a timeout taken on the floor by Freeman. 3:40 to go in the ballgame. 34-25. Auburn up by 9. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Adams, Nebraska, the Auburn Bulldogs visiting the Freeman Falcons for boy-girl doubleheader tonight. Currently in the girls' contest, 3:40 remaining in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs lead the Falcons 34-25. Out of the timeout, Bulldogs will have possession here on the near side, on the sideline. Maddox will inbound it for them. Official blows his whistle. Maddox has the ball. She gets it to Turner in the backcourt. Turner walks it across the timeline. Now guarded there by Mahler. Binder has it now. Binder looking for somewhere to go with it. Timeout is going to be called.
Timeout on the floor. 3:30 to go in the ballgame. 34-25. Auburn up by 9. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Verna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Verna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. 3:30 remaining here in the contest. 34-25 your score. Bulldogs lead the Falcons.
We have a final now. Johnson Brock's girls over Tri-County. The final, Johnson Brock 52, Tri-County 23.
Back here at live action, Bulldogs have it. Turner on the right side. Binder up top now with it. Turner on the right side. Now Darnell in the corner. Darnell looks to drive baseline. Gives it to Maddox. Maddox on the left short corner. Has the ball poked away. Players hit the floor. Nothing's called.
Who got the tackle? I didn't.
Beerison, I think. Bert Maddox have been going after it. And then Falcons turn it back over to the Bulldogs. Binder will bring it up for them. 3 minutes remaining in the contest. Turner with it. Gets trapped by the half-court line. Timeout is going to be called by head coach Grant Cole for Auburn. 2:49 remaining. 34-25, your score.
Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you at Freeman High School here in Adams. 2:49 to play in the ballgame. 34-25, Auburn leading the Freeman Falcons. The Freeman ladies came into this game 4-1 on the season. Auburn was 2-3, and so the Bulldogs got to be feeling pretty good now with a 9-point lead under 3 minutes to play. It's far from over. Here's Dalton.
Yep. 2:49 remaining in the contest, 34-25. Your score, Maddox gets it in to Binder. Binder now with it going left. Freeman in a man-to-man defense. Hayner guarding Binder. Binder gives it to Maddox up top. Now Darnell on the right side gets a screen from Baltensberger. Maddox up top. She looks to drive inside. Looks to go all the way. Addie Maddox shot up. No good. Foul is called. Addie Maddox will go to the charity stripe for 2 shots.
Foul's going to be on Reagan Rini. Rini picks up her second personal. That will be team foul number 3 on the Falcons.
And Addie Maddox now with the chance to extend Auburn's lead to 11. She takes a couple dribbles at the free throw line. Shot is on the way off the front of the iron. No good.
She made her first 2 free throws, and since then she's now gone 3 out of 7 from the line.
Official hands her the other ball. 2:33 remaining. 34-25, still your score. Maddox's second free throw on the way. It's good. And Auburn's lead is now extended to 10. Hayner coming the other way for the Falcons. Looks to drive on Maddox. Hayner kicks it out to Lane. Now Hayner in the corner on the right side again, guarded by Darnell. Hayner taking some dribbles up. Now hands it off to Lang. Lang to Wallman. Wallman looks to drive. Puts up the layup. No good. Good defense there from Zoe Baltensberger. Falcons get the offensive rebound. Johansson looks to drive. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Baltensberger. Tie up on the floor. Possession arrow favors the Falcons.
Addie Maddox now has 19 points in this basketball game. She leads all scorers on both teams here. Not bad for coming back off that sore knee.
Falcons with possession. Hayner looks to inbound it. She gets it in to Rennie. Rennie shot it off the iron. No good. Maddox with the rebound. She'll look to go the other way for the Bulldogs. Now hands it to Binder. Binder going up the right side. Skip pass up to Darnell. Darnell looking to go inside to Turner. Turner has it. Reverse layup. Got deflected. And the Falcons come down with the rebound.
You got to wonder what Auburn's hurry is. Up by 10 under 2 minutes to go here.
Here's a shot from Lang. No good. Rebounded by Johansson. Her putback is good for Alicia Johansson. And we have a timeout called on the floor by the Falcons.
1:37 to go in the ballgame. 35-27. Auburn up by 8. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Adams. A minute 37 showing on the game clock. 35-27, Auburn up by 8. over the Freeman Falcons. Up next, boys varsity basketball action, the second half of our doubleheader. Stay with us for that. Again, repeating the final from Tri-County, Johnson Brock's girls over Tri-County, 52-23 was the final in that one.
Back to live action, 1:35 remaining. Bulldogs with possession. Baltenberger had it in the backcourt. She has it again. And Falcons take it away. Here's Mahler, now Verhuizen up top. Wallman from the top of the key. Verhuizen now has it. She'll launch from three. Brooklyn Verhuizen shot just a little short, goes out of bounds, and possession will go back with the Bulldogs. 1:15 remaining, 35-27, your score. Falcons applying pressure, and a foul will be called on the Falcons. Hendera.
Yep. That's Ruby Hendera, and she just fouled the ball game. She leaves the game tonight with 2 points on a pair of free throws. She'll be fouling out. And to replace her, who we got back onto the floor? Looks like Dakota Hainer came back in.
Bulldogs back with it. Minute 10 remaining in the contest. Binder has it. Now over to Maddox on the left side. Maddox looks to go along the left sideline. Hands it off to Turner. Turner gives it to Binder at the top of the key. And foul will be called. It's on Jordan Pella.
That's her first personal. That is team foul number 5. So we'll be at the line shooting 2 shots with Sydney Binder. Sydney is 0 for 2 from the line so far tonight, has 6 points on a pair of threes back in the first half.
Her free throw on the way off the back iron rolls out.
Auburn is only 1 of 8 right now. 1 of 8 from the free throw line, I believe.
Second half.
Yeah.
1 minute remaining in the contest. 35-27, still your score. Binder second free throw on the way, and she'll connect. Sydney Binder with her first free throw of the ball game. Hainer going the other way for the Falcons. Puts up a layup and one for Dakota Hainer. She'll go to the line to try and connect on the 3-point play. It's her second field goal of the ball game for Dakota Hainer.
That foul is going to be on Addie Darnell, her fourth personal, team foul number 4. At the line for the and one now is going to be Dakota Hainer. Boy, that's just what the doctor ordered here for Freeman.
Hainer's free throw up and good. So she now has 5 points in this contest. 55 seconds remaining in the ball game. Now a 6-point game. Bulldogs over Falcons. Binder has in the backcourt. Hands it to Maddox. Maddox looks to go up the left sideline. Foul will be called on Wallman.
Shiloh Wallman picks up her second personal. We will be shooting. We're past the 5-foul limit of the period. That means that the Bulldogs will be going back to the line. Auburn, they could have put this game away by now at the free throw line here in this second half. They are currently 2 of 8 from the line in this half.
Now Maddox has the ball. She'll take her first free throw up and no good off the right side.
You know, she makes either one of these. It's a 3-possession ball game with 47 seconds. So this next shot, pretty critical here. If she hits it, Addie Maddox will have 20 points on the night.
Maddox has the ball for her second free throw. Takes some dribbles, bends her knees. Shot is on the way and good for Addie Maddox as she now has 20 points in the ball game. Hainer coming the other way for the Falcons. Up top to Holland. She connects from three. Faith Holland with her first 3-pointer in the ball game for the Falcons. Cuts it to 4 for the Falcons. And Darnell has it, turns it over back to the Falcons. Foul is going to be called on Addie Darnell.
She just fouled the ball game. That's her 5th personal. I'll tell you, Freeman is not going away here.
Freeman's on the line, too.
Yep, they're not going away here. 29 seconds to go. It's a 4-point ball game. 37-33 to set the stage for you. Verhuizen at the line. She has made 3 out of 6 from the line so far tonight, has 5 points in the ball game. Taking a moment here to get the sub in. You're going to put Ella Swanson, the freshman, back onto the floor now, replacing Addie Darnell, who has fouled out.
30 seconds remaining in the contest. 37-33 your score. Bulldogs over Falcons. Verhuizen, free throw on the way and is good for Brooklyn Verhuizen. This is critical. Cut it to 2. Drew Huesen has the ball at the free throw line. She takes a couple dribbles, bends her knees on the way. It's good. It cuts the Hawkins down to down only two.
This was a 10-point ball game not long ago. It was,
Yeah.
They were up by 10.
Bulldogs back with it. Binder in the right side. Followed by Hayner. She puts up a shot. Good. And one for Dakota Hayner. And she now has a chance to take the lead for the Falcons.
That foul is going to be...
Yeah, Addie Maddox.
Yeah, Maddox, and she picks up her fourth. So now, with a chance to put the Falcons on top with 25 seconds on the clock, is going to be Dakota Hayner for the and one. Coming.
All right. Wasn't it a 10-point game literally about
just a moment ago?
40 seconds ago?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Hayner's free throw on the way to take the lead, and it's no good. And tie-up is called. Possession will go with the Bulldogs. Tie ball game here at 37. The Bulldogs had this one in the bag, and they gave it away.
Missed free throws.
Yeah.
That's been the difference.
Binder has it now. Looks to go. Foul is going to be called.
Well, they were trying to keep the ball in Binder's hands because she's the one they want to go to the free throw line. Typically, she's one of their better free throw shooters.
Either way, that's not a smart foul.
Yeah.
And that's on Bierhuesen.
Yeah, Sydney Binder has made... only one of four from the line tonight. That's uncharacteristic of Sydney. Here shooting two with 18 seconds to go.
Free throw on the way is good for Sydney Binder to take the lead for the Bulldogs.
You gotta like the way the senior just steps up there and kind of nonchalantly tosses the ball up. She doesn't take time to think about it at all. They give her the ball and boom, it's gone.
And the Freeman crowd letting her hear it. Second free throw on the way and...
it's
barely falls for Sydney Binder. Timeout called by the Bulldogs. 18.9 remaining in the contest. 39-37 your score.
Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tis the season to be jolly and safe. With safety in mind, Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to cherish the moments of the holidays responsibly. Please avoid drinking and driving for your safety and for those around you. Plan ahead and designate a sober driver for holiday gatherings to ensure everyone gets home safely. Let's make memories that last, not regret. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a safe and happy holiday season.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you here at Adams. 18.9 seconds on the clock. 39-37. Auburn up by two, courtesy of a pair of free throws a moment ago by Sydney Binder. When play is resumed, Freeman will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline under the Auburn basket. Let's see what Auburn does defensively here. It's just a two-point lead. Auburn led 35-25 with under 2 minutes to go in this ball game.
I mean, Auburn had it.
They've been outscored 12-4 in the last 3 minutes here.
Yeah. 18.9 remaining, 39-37. Bulldogs over Falcons. Falcons have it. Bierhuesen coming down the floor, guarded by Binder. She looks to go to Hayner. Hayner up top, gets a screen from Johansson. Hayner thought about the three. Bierhuesen now up top. Timeout called by Freeman. 7.8 remaining in the contest.
All right, we'll step aside and be back in half a minute. Don't go away. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
7.8 seconds to go. My broadcast buddy, Dalton Knippelmeyer, you got a good one going here, buddy.
Yeah.
Bring him home now.
All right. 7.8 remaining. Auburn Bulldogs over Freeman Falcons, 39-37. Hayner looks to inbound as she gets an interview. Hayner has it back. Hayner spins, drives inside, off the glass, and it goes for Dakota Hayner. She ties the ball game. Buzzer sounds. We are going to overtime here in Adams at 39-all. Falcons and Bulldogs tied.
We'll take a 1 minute break. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the overtime on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
A fresh 4 minutes on the clock, and here to call his first ever overtime play-by-play, my broadcast buddy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Dalton Knippelmeyer. Here you go, bud.
4 minutes on the clock, 39-all the score. Baltonsberger and Holland in the center circle. Ball is up. Falcons come down with it. Hayner has it. She brings up the court. She looks all the way. Hayner's layup up and good. Dakota Hayner with the layup here to start overtime.
Hayner with 11 points now. She's in double figures.
And I think she's had all but two here in the past 3 minutes. All right, Bulldogs go the other way. Baldensberger inside. She ties it back up.
Baldensberger now with 9 points in the ballgame.
Here come the Falcons. Beerhuizen in the right corner, guarded by Maddox. Beerhuizen pulls from three. She connects for three. Brooklyn Beerhuizen gets her first three-pointer of the ballgame. And Bulldogs are down three. Maddox on the left side. Crowd is active here in Adams. Maddox still has it. Skip pass to Swanson in the corner. Binder on the right side. Now Swanson again. Takes the dribble, gives it back to Binder. Swanson again in the corner. Lobs it inside to Baltonsberger. Her layup up good off the glass. Zoe Baltonsberger with 4 points here.
Great assist by Ella Swanson, a freshman.
Maddox almost took it away. Beerhuizen has it again. Holland up top. Now Wallman drives, hands it off to Beerhuizen. Her layup up good. Brooklyn Beerhuizen with her second field goal of the overtime period. And 46-43, your score. 2.5 remaining. Falcons up three over the Bulldogs. Turner brings it up for Auburn. Turner being guarded by Johansson. Gets a screen from Baltonsberger. Turner falls. Almost loses it. Travel is called on Turner, and she'll turn it over. It'll go back to Freeman. 2:22 remaining. Falcons with the 46-43 lead over the Bulldogs.
Coach Grant Cole up expressing a little displeasure. I'm paraphrasing now, but oh my goodness, Mr. Official, are you certain?
Yeah. That's all. You always say the nice stuff to the official. All right. Falcons back with it. Hayner now crossing the timeline, guarded by Binder. She'll dribble left. Gives it to Beerhuizen. Now hands off. Thought about handing off. Didn't. Almost traveled. And now here's Hayner at the top, guarded by Binder. 2 minutes remaining in OT.
They look like they want to let the air out of the ball with a three-point lead and 2 minutes to play here.
Beerhuizen almost at the end. I think Maddox just fouled out.
That is huge for the Lady Bulldogs. Yeah. Addie Maddox fouls out. She leaves the ballgame with 20 points, leading all scorers on the floor.
And Beerhuizen's going to shoot two.
Now they have to take a minute to replace Addie Maddox, talking about who they're going to put in. All of this happening with a minute 52 to play in the ballgame, 46-43. Freeman up by three. Off the bench and into the contest for Auburn is Bree Wayhinkle, another freshman coming into the game.
Big moment for freshmen here.
You said Beerhuizen at the line for the and one here.
Or no, check that. This is a two-shotter. I'm sorry.
He's in three throws. Good. And she'll shoot another.
Boy, she stepped up big. She's got 6 points already.
Yeah.
Here in the overtime.
Second free throw on the way is good for Brooklyn Vierhuizen. Bulldogs down five. Have to get some points here. Binder will bring it up for him. Hayner guards her. Binder goes right, spins left. Screened by Baltensberger. Binder looks to drive. Kick out to Swanson. Swanson for three. Off the iron. No good. Rebounded by Hayner. Now Holland has it. Hayner brings it back up. Minute and a half remaining into overtime. 48-43 your score. Hayner brings it across the timeline for the Falcons.
Auburn's going to have to turn it up a notch defensively here. They can't just let him run clock like this.
Johansson up top. Now Wallman. Here's Holland. Stolen away by Baltensberger. Going the other way. Poked by Hayner. Foul is going to be called on Holland. And Zoe Baltensberger will shoot two free throws.
On Faith Holland, that is her fourth personal. 1:15 to play in the ballgame, 48-43. Auburn down by five with Baltensberger at the line shooting two.
Baltensberger's free throw on the way, in and out, no good. Looking down here, there are a lot of fouls on our stat sheets.
Off the bench, Savannah Mahler back into the lineup, another freshman for Freeman.
Baltensberger's second free throw. She takes a dribble, bends her knees. On the way, it's good for Zoe Baltensberger. Minute 15 remaining in OT. Bulldogs down four. Hayner has it in the court. Gets it up to Mahler. Mahler on the right side. Now Wallman in the corner. Hayner up top. Foul is going to be called.
Sydney Binder, that's her fourth personal.
Hayner going to the line to shoot two.
Hayner's made one out of two from the line so far tonight. She has 11 points in the game for Freeman. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a complete rundown of all the individual scoring for you.
Hayner's first free throw is up and good as they extend the lead to five for Freeman.
We'll let you know how your favorite player performed in the broadcast as we'll have that scoring wrap-up coming your way shortly.
Hayner's second free throw on the way and is also good. Bulldogs now down six, 1 minute remaining in OT. 50-44, your score. Binder looks to go coast to coast with it. She'll look put up a shot, and travel is called. I kind of thought there was... They're calling travel instead of jump ball. Falcons will have it, 56.5 remaining. 50-44, your score. You're using up to Wallman. Cut off by Baltensberger. Now Vierhuizen back with it. Hayner on the left side. Holland up top. Here's Wallman up for the lift. And good. Shiloh Wallman with her first field goal in the second half for OT. Here comes Sydney Binder the other way. Binder looks to go in with it.
Auburn needs to be shooting the basketball here.
Baltensberger up top. Swanson on the corner. Baltensberger for three. It's good from Zoe Baltensberger. Timeout called on the floor, 20.2 remaining, 52-47, your score.
We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Freeman High School. 25.2 seconds to play in the overtime. The Lady Bulldogs down by five now. 52-47 our score. Auburn led 35-25 with under 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Had a 10-point lead. Freeman came storming back in that final 2 minutes and forced overtime. After that, it's pretty much been all Falcons here in the overtime period.
Really, we've had a scoring explosion in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter and overtime.
We were tied at 39 at the end of regulation. Now we're standing at 52-47.
Falcons back with it. Wallman on the right side. Knocked away by Boltzberger. Wallman has it again. She'll bring it across the timeline. Now she gives it to Verhuizen, and foul is going to be called on Sydney Binder. She is fouled out of this ball game too.
Addie Darnell fouled out. Now Sydney Binder fouled out. Addie Maddox fouled out. And you're down to 15 seconds to go, down by five. Kind of a chance to probably put this one away here.
Yeah.
Verhuizen. She's made her last four in a row. She's made 8 out of 10 from the free throw line tonight, 80% free throw shooting.
52-47 your score, 15.2 remaining. Verhuizen at the line to shoot two. First one is up and good for Brooklyn Verhuizen.
She scored 8 points here just in the overtime period alone.
Verhuizen has the ball at the free throw line for her second free throw.
Looking for her 16th point of the ball game here, and got it.
Yep. I'm almost out of room on the stat sheet. Turner throws it into Boltzberger. Boltzberger come down the court. She'll look to drive all the way. Now she puts up a shot. No good. Ball out of bounds. Possession with the Falcons. And this ball game is pretty much put away.
6.5 seconds, not much point in fouling now.
Verhuizen was in the backcourt. Hainer now with it. One remaining on the clock, and a buzzer sounds. And the Freeman Falcons came back and defeated the Auburn Bulldogs with a score of 54-47.
We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with our postgame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Give a gift that will last a lifetime. Classes at Heller Martial Arts teach self-defense, build confidence, boost self-esteem, and much more. Classes available for the whole family. Keep your child active during the winter break with our winter camps. Sunday, December 17th, Wednesday the 27th, and Friday the 29th. These camps will teach the Taekwondo basics with games and activities. Contact to sign up, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware, Farm and City Supply in Falls City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Arm Connect of Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now with a look at the final numbers, here's Randy.
Our final score in overtime tonight, the Freeman Falcons with the win over the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, 54-47. Individual scoring for Freeman. They had two girls in double figures. Brooklyn Verhuizen led the way with 16 points. Dakota Hainer finished with 13. Adding six was Alicia Johansson. Four tonight for Shiloh Wallman. And then 2 points each for Ruby Hindera, Reagan Rennie, and Jordan Bella. Faith Holland had nine for their total of 54. Get this, in the free throws in the second half, Freeman made 12 of 14 in the second half. They finished with hitting 18 of 22. from the free throw line for the ball game. 18 of 22, that's pretty good free throw shooting. For the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, two players in double figures. Addie Maddox, coming back off the knee injury, led the way tonight. She finished with 20 points. Also in double figures, Zoe Baldenberger, she had 15. 9 for Sydney Binder, and McKenna Turner added 3 for their total of 47. From the free throw line in the second half, Auburn made only 6 out of 14 from the line. They finished 12 of 24 from the free throw line for the contest. 54-47, your final score tonight. Freeman with the win in overtime. With the win, the Falcons improved to 5-1 on the season, and the Auburn Lady Bulldogs fall to 2-4 on the year.
This postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Or you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future, let's protect it.
All right, we're going to send it back to Ray Penning at the Sunny 101.3 Studios. He's going to entertain you with some music, maybe update with the weather once again, and then we'll be back with the second half of our nightcap coming up here, the boys' varsity game between Auburn and Freeman. We'll be back in about 12 minutes or so with our pregame show for that one. Stay with us right here on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
I got my first real six string, blow it out to 5 and 9, played it till my fingers bled.